produced and distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Daily Audio Stash is where responsible marijuana smokers listen in on the latest news about cannabis, hear the voices of the marijuana law reform movement in special segments and interviews, and kick back with comedy and music no other podcast can offer. It's Normal's Daily Audio Stash. More information at normalaudiostash.com. Welcome back to the Audio Stash. Today, I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Take a moment to join us at Normal this fall to end marijuana prohibition in America. Just visit norml.org. This week, we'll have a brand new mix of interviews with Jack Cole of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition on Thursday, and some fascinating new information about cannabinoid receptor antagonists, or chemicals that would block cannabinoids from binding with the CB1 receptor. That's on Wednesday. But I'll actually be physically on the road driving a moving truck from New Mexico to New Jersey. As such, we'll have some spectacular music here from the Hempilation 1 and 2 albums, some tracks from those we haven't played yet before, and some more independent pod-safe music from podshow.com and the Independent Online Distribution Alliance. Also this week, we've recut and we'll re-air some past segments. We've just had so very many listeners now. That first week in June of this year, we started with about 2,500 listeners per week. And now we have something like 30,000 every single week. It's just incredible. Thank you all for listening here to the Audio Stash every day. And I hope you all work in your own ways actively to promote marijuana law reform where you live. So let's get into today's show, and we'll be back with daily news tomorrow. Let's start out today with a track from the Hempilation album from High Times Magazine and Normal. Here's Homegrown.
Let it ring.
That was Homegrown from the Hempelation album from High Times Magazine and the Normal Foundation here on the Audio Stash today. Great music. And now a nice little segment. This one we aired early on, but it's always applicable. Marijuana and MySpace. Make sure you visit the Normal Podcast, Normal Foundation, and High Times MySpace pages for a lot of great content. And a big thanks to the many, many MySpacers for using the Stash player on your page. High Times and the official National Normal have Flash Stash players. Get the code for your own page at normalaudiostash.com. Marijuana and MySpace, an Audio Stash series. Part 1 of our series explores MySpace, the site itself, and will help you find the official Normal presence on the popular networking website. MySpace was originally created to offer a forum for local Los Angeles musicians, and now boasts being one of the most trafficked sites on the internet, and also somewhat the driving force behind a new wave of independent expression via cyberspace. It's linking millions to new music, videos, other people, and ideas. MySpace was purchased by Rupert Murdoch's News Corp, but absolutely nothing has changed about the site visually or in its features to the user. Despite ever-impending rumors, as always here, folks, don't believe the hype. As more and more users have joined up on MySpace, there's something ever-present, sweetly smelling around. It's marijuana! Turns out some of the most popular groups on MySpace are marijuana-related, such as the aptly named Happy Stoners Group, with almost 40,000 members in a private group that screens profiles. Just imagine if everyone in that group lit a joint at the same time and blew a hit into their computer. Prohibition would be gone in a puff from cyberspace. Moderator Mr. Happy Stoner himself from California has diligently kept up this massive hobby group for absolutely no profit, but to offer a venue for smokers to express their thoughts on the subject. While individuals can reach out and also bring like-minded folks together on MySpace, businesses and nonprofits have also found new ways to reach this cyber crowd with a MySpace presence. But when you've got a brand name or a famous logo, it can be an uphill battle, sort of like Normal. Normal now offers a fully official MySpace presence as a portal to all cyber stoners to its wealth of information and resources needed to both deal with and change prohibition in America. Many individuals have sought to bring attention to Normal and the cause of marijuana law reform by creating profiles and groups claiming to be the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. But we're here to set it straight here today on the Audio Stash. The official National Normal profile on MySpace is www.myspace.com/NATLNORML. That's NATLNORML. On that profile, you'll find links to the other really, truly, no kidding around here, folks, the actual official other Normal chapter, the local chapters that have MySpace profiles. Now, there are some posers out there, folks. You've got to be careful. So make sure you hit up the official National Normal profile before you go scooting around to the other Normal stuff on MySpace. We'll direct you to all the official local chapters and the official Normal presence up there. Again, that's myspace.com/NATLNORML. All of us at Normal invite you to Normal on MySpace. It's the place for responsible marijuana smokers. Next week, we'll talk about High Times on MySpace. They've got great profiles up there. And remember, on MySpace, Normal's profile is www.myspace.com/NATLNORML. All of us here at National Normal, we'll see you online. Thank you.
Finally, after 4.5 hours, two black gentlemen from the city of Compton, California, stop and pick me up. You know what they said to me? You didn't look like you was going nowhere. And they were right. Then they whipped out the largest bag of weed I'd seen in a long time when we got high all the way down I-10. We rode all night down I-10, stoned out of our minds in that 1988 red Scirocco. Rolling joints, passing joints, rolling joints, passing joints, all night long. Down I-10 through the Texas Hill Country to Junction at 290, 290 through Fredericksburg and Johnson City till up ahead was a sign, said Austin City Limits, where they dropped me off just beyond that sign at the Albertsons in Oak Hill at 4:30 in the morning.
76% of Americans no longer support arresting and jailing marijuana smokers, and nearly as many support the medical patients having access to medical marijuana. And over 80% of our citizens now believe the war on drugs is an ineffective failure. So the question is, when will the government's misguided war on adult marijuana smokers finally end? When? Simple. When you and your like-minded friends, family, and coworkers get involved with an organization such as the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, also known as NORML. My name is Keith Stropp, and I founded the organization in 1970. Contact us at NORML, toll-free, 888-67-NORML, or by visiting the organization's up-to-date webpage at www.normal.org.
Next up today, the always inspiring voices of marijuana law reform that speak at NORML conferences. This year's NORML conference, folks, is in New York City, so get ready if you're on the East Coast. Voices of Reform, a NORML News special from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. Each week we'll be presenting special podcasts with portions of audio recorded at the 2006 NORML Conference in San Francisco. The complete speeches and more NORML audio is available at norml.org/podcast. Week we'll hear from Ross Mercurini from the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. Ross has been a key advocate of medical marijuana patients in the Bay Area. Here we'll hear him discuss the local politics of cannabis in California upon his reception of an award from NORML.
It was a year ago approximately that I was here and had the privilege to welcome and bestow the honor of saying greetings from San Francisco and our Board of Supervisors and our city government to the NORML conference attendees. It's been 1 year, and a lot has happened in that 1 year. First, I want to welcome you all once again to San Francisco. Congrats to NORML, Drug Policy Alliance, and really all the policy advocates throughout this country who are pushing beautifully against the illogical and the misguided laws, federally or state, that continue to perpetuate what I think are just the complete ill-advised thinking of criminalizing marijuana use. You would have think and thought, in a place like San Francisco, where we should be the Amsterdam, and we like to believe at times that we are, of the United States, but we're not. With the advent of the Bush administration, but not just with the Bush administration, the pushback against really the attempt of trying to decriminalize medical cannabis because of the 10 states who were able to adopt Prop 215 type laws and others who tried but failed, but vigorously keep trying again, we were now seeing a response, vigorous and robust response, in trying to subvert that attempt by right-wing tendencies and those people who just didn't quite get it. It put this movement, in my opinion, on the defensive, and San Francisco was no different. What we were noticing in the last several years in California is that municipalities who were electing to try to create a medical cannabis and regulate a medical cannabis infrastructure designed so that it would be protected with safe haven from any prosecution, those very same governments that opened its arms to Prop 215 and Senate Bill 420 were now finding themselves under siege by other influences to try to reduce the very gains that everybody in this room, all of us, had made over the last 10 years since the advent of 215. That was no different in San Francisco. As a matter of fact, what we noticed with chronic familiarity is everybody would say, we're for medical cannabis. We want medical cannabis. We just don't want it in our front yards. And that particular logic, as complex as it is, was emblematic of what certainly concerned me that would continue to drive back in the shadows the very idea of what we're all congregated here for, and that is to mainstream the issue so that marijuana should not be criminalized and medical cannabis should not be criminalized, and that we should do everything we can to build that kind of resiliency and shore up, even in the face of adversity, that while there's any pushback or blowback from our efforts to try to proliferate Prop 215 states throughout all 50 states in the United States, that we should not shrink at all with that ever particular kind of adversity once again. And that was even true here in San Francisco. So by our demonstration of that response, we built laws. And these are common sense laws. I'm not saying that this is anything so fantastic that it deserves this particular award, but I got to tell you, I'm very honored to be bestowed with this honor today. But we designed laws just so the fact that we would at least regulate an infrastructure so that no longer would medical cannabis dispensaries have to operate in a subterranean environment, operate in the shadows, operate like bars of African Americans used to operate many decades ago, or gay bars would have to operate many decades ago, in the same way that has now subordinate medical cannabis dispensaries that would have to operate now. It was always this sort of don't ask, don't tell policy. What kind of progressive government, what kind of logical government operates with policies such as that? We know it's a prevalent practice. We know it's a needed practice for those who require cannabis in order to take care of the ills and the health issues that they are trying to reconcile and address. So what good is it for a government to try to bury this? Just the opposite. I say with great gusto that we regulate and we reform. We stand up to those who say this is not something that Americans should be endorsing or support. We should go even as more bold than that. Politicians, local, state, or federal, who are not for the decriminalizing of marijuana and certainly not for the legalization of the use of medical cannabis, should not be in elected office at all.
Ross Mercurini from the San Francisco Supervisors, accepting an award at the 2006 Normal Conference. His complete talk is available on our Normal Events podcast. Visit norml.org/podcast. Podcasting Technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com. Here on the Audio Stash, we understand that everyone wants to give $1 million to help marijuana law reform. And if you have the cash in hand, I encourage you to go online and give that million in PayPal right now. We have links at normalaudiostash.com. But our next segment will help the rest of us and also help work towards reform. Everyone out there wants to help. Norma wants to help the cause of marijuana law reform. And did you know that there are 10 ways you can do it completely for free? We know not everyone can assist Normal financially, but there are definitely ways you can help reform marijuana laws across this country without having to spend a single nickel. Joining us today is Karen Mollover, Normal's Outreach Coordinator. Welcome back here to the Audio Stash, Karen.
Thank you.
Now tell us about the number one way we all can help Normal without having to do it financially.
Absolutely. The most important thing that cannabis consumers can do at this point is register to vote. With the upcoming midterm elections, it's absolutely time that we start electing into office officials who support our issues. That's really the only way we're going to get anything done. And there's lots and lots of tools that activists have at their disposal. But if you want to talk about really making policy change and really changing the law, we need to lobby our congressmen at the state and the federal level. And one of the best ways that we can outside of lobbying is simply voting. If we have an official in office already that supports our issues, it just makes the lobbying that much easier. And since November 2006 is when the election is, so now is the best time to not only register to vote, but to get as many friends and family members as you know who are cannabis consumers to also register to vote.
Now, once you're registered to vote, how do you find candidates who are pot-friendly? Sometimes they might not announce this directly.
Well, in states that are decriminalized or have medical marijuana, you can generally find the voting records on your congressman in those issues. But to help you along, Normal has put together all of the congressmen in the House of Representatives and given them a rating system. You can find this at votesmart.org, or you can go to normal.org through the Take Action section. And then in the coming weeks and in the month ahead, we're going to be adding to that state officials as well as senators running. So it's easy enough to just take a look at this website, scroll down the page, find your congressman, give it a click, and see where he rates on our negative 10 to positive 20 scale.
And Karen, what are the other ways during an election that we can help push the issue of marijuana law reform?
Make it a public discussion. It's absolutely time we get mainstream America included in this and create a national discourse on this issue. So go to those public meetings, go to those forums and debates, and force the people who are up there speaking to you or trying to get your vote to take a stand on this issue. And the more friends and family members that you can bring to these forums, the larger of a constituency that you can show, the more likely you are to get these congressmen or these politicians or whomever on your side.
Folks, we aren't asking you for your money, but we are asking for you to vote. Fulfill your civic duty and create change in America. Thanks, Karen, for helping all of us who are on the tightest of budgets out here get involved.
Get out the vote. You're very welcome.
And now some more Hempilation album music, an album put together by High Times Magazine and the Normal Foundation. Here's Who's Got the Herb.
Girls ask me, who's got the herb? Not DJ.
This has been Normal's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Thanks to Podshow.com for all the great pod-safe music. We feature the band Carne Cruda as our theme. Make sure you visit our website at NormalAudioStash.com. That's NormalAudioStash.com for more information about every day's show. Thanks to Red Aphid Interactive Media for the podcasting technology. We're back at 4:20 tomorrow. If you listen to the Audio Stash, cast your vote at Podcast Alley or other podcast directory services. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening today. See you at 4:20 tomorrow. The podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.